The opinions voiced in this program are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Investment advice offered through Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio Show. Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management has offices in Bend, Eugene, and John Day, serving clients from all over the Northwest. Give us a call today for your free retirement review. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. If you want to take us up on one of those free retirement reviews and have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call our office to get it scheduled. The number here is 800-743-0988 or go to our website northwestquadrantwealth.com. Just let us know you'd like a free retirement review and we will talk about anything in your financial life. So before we talk about a portfolio construction, Josh and I wanted to bring up a couple books that we think are worth reading. They're very different books, but both really good at getting across what each of them wants to. And the first one is, it's actually if you have kids or grandkids that you think need some financial literacy, because we know that it's not being taught in the public schools or any schools for that matter. And we know that most adults are financially illiterate. So it always can be helpful if kids can get some exposure to it. The first book is written by a doctor, actually, believe it or not, named John Lim, L-I-M. And the book's called How to Raise Your Child's Financial IQ, The Most Important Things. The reason I bring this up, there's a lot of them out there that are good, but this is only 64 pages long, and it gets into the stuff that they really need to know, like compound interest and how powerful it can be, saving, debt, net worth, budgeting, all those sort of things. So again, if you have kids or grandkids, this is a really good one. Just Google it, How to Raise Your Child's Financial IQ, The Most Important Things by John Lim. It's a really good, and then you can sort of reference it and you can have a conversation about it. I know teenagers aren't real excited about that kind of thing, but just get it for them and maybe they can pick up some of it, because if you can, if a young person has a sort of basic understanding of this stuff, it has a huge impact on how successful they will be as an adult. And then Josh is reading a book that I read when I was in high school, and it was a really fun book to read because it's a story that seems like it can't be true when in fact it is a true story.
And that's The Fall of RJR Nabisco. It's Barbarians at the Gate, and it was written by a couple of Wall Street Journal reporters. It was sort of in the early days of leverage buyouts, which were new at the time, but in the very infancy of private equity and KKR, Henry Kravis, which are now a very large private equity firm. But it was the heyday of corporate raiders in the 80s. Think of Gordon Gekko from Wall Street. And it's sort of a true representation of what was going on as they picked apart a formerly glorious tobacco and food company in the form of RJR Nabisco that merged together and were subsequently destroyed. But it's almost too good to be true. And just the sort of the narrative surrounding how those corporate raiders and corporate management lived back in the 1980s that you can't even contemplate it today. It's completely off the wall.
I mean, it's like a real life Gordon Gekko's Wall Street, but on steroids, because it's so crazy, the stuff that was going down and the scale at which it was happening back then. It was massive. I mean, the amount of leverage and debt that was happening in today's dollars, it would be almost unfathomable. So it's a great book, Barbarians at the Gate. They're very different books. One is very educational, and the other one is a really interesting, fun story to read, and you won't be able to put it down. Okay, so in this segment, I thought we'd talk about portfolio construction, how to build your portfolio, and you know how to go about doing it, what the important components of it are, what you need to be thinking about. And then for those of you that are in the retirement stage of life where you're having to take income for your portfolio, how you build a portfolio that's set up for retirement in any market condition. So the first thing is when you're figuring out your portfolio construction is to figuring out your tolerance for risk and or volatility. That's a really important thing to know, how much volatility you can deal with and stay invested. And so the best indicator of how you're going to behave in the future is how you've behaved in the past with market volatility. The one thing we know is that we every 5 or 6 years, we're going to have a bear market. And that's something we don't know when it's going to happen. We can't avoid them. So we need to stay invested when those things happen. So how much risk can you put in your portfolio so that it grows over time, but not so much risk that when we get one of those bear markets, you panic? And so let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the riskiest, you've decided you're a seven. That means, let's say, you're gonna have 70% of your money in stocks, in risk assets or growth assets, and 30% of your money is gonna be in true risk reducers. That's the sort of number you've come to. The important thing to know is, if you can't figure out when you're gonna put something in your portfolio, if it's either a growth asset or a risk, where it's gonna add risk and it's gonna grow over time, or if it's a risk reducer where it's truly gonna protect you on the downside, if you can't figure out which one of those two things it is, it shouldn't be in your portfolio, because there's a lot of securities and asset classes that it's not clear which one of those are. So let's say you're going to build the 70% that is stocks, and you're going to have a certain amount of your money allocated to small cap, US, international, emerging markets, large cap, mid cap, all of those things that are risk assets that are going to grow over time, that are going to be more volatile, that you have to figure out what's going to be there. But it has to be clear that they're a growth asset and you understand how they behave in different environments, interest rate rising, interest rates going down, all those inflation, no inflation, all those sort of things. And then on the risk reducers, and this is the important thing, because Josh and I see this all the time, it has to be a true risk reducer. So Josh can talk about all of the people that thought they had risk reducers so far in 2022 that turned out not to be, and what we think of as true risk reducers right now, especially.
Just in recent past, the easiest way to look at something and whether or not it responded the way you wanted it to during turmoil, go back and look at March of 2020 and see what that particular asset did when everything was getting absolutely destroyed. There's very few assets that truly reduced risk in this type of environment. In a recession, almost everything correlates to one. So that's a tough dynamic to get through. The only asset that's actually performed that function that we wanted it to reduce risk this year, was short duration treasuries. And corporate bonds haven't performed that function. Traditional risk reducers, the aggregate bond index hasn't performed that function. So much stuff out there doesn't do what you want it to when you need it to do it. And that is actually the question. And if you have questions about that, you can always reach out to us. We're capable of making that determination for you. And that's why we get hired ultimately in a lot of cases.
Yeah. So if it's not clear to you if it's going to be a risk reducer, then it's probably not. So to think about very short, 1 year or less U.S. treasuries historically have always been a risk reducer, and we're pretty clear that they're going to be risk reducers in the future. And so for us, when we look at all of the options available to us with our clients' money, and we say, okay, for our clients that need actual protection on the downside, where can we go other than a money market or cash? And that to us is clear that it's short duration treasuries. The problem for a lot of people out there is they have financial advisors that have a bond portfolio that they think is a risk reducer, and they're not reducing any risk. In a lot of cases, they're taking as much risk as the stock part of the portfolio. I would say if lots of financial advisors put high yield on the bond side of somebody's portfolio, when in fact, a lot of high yield bonds are as risky as stocks in any environment. And so that's the important thing. And then the next stage is for those of you that are taking income, this sort of the fixed income, why it plays even more important of a role in your portfolio is we need, as a financial advisor, a place to go in your portfolio that we can get your monthly income stream that we know is going to be up in value. So take this year, for example. Stocks are down 20%+. And so we don't want to be forced to sell stocks to create your income. And so what we do is we say, okay, the bond part of our client's portfolio is up in value a little bit. And that's where we're going to get the income that our clients need, that they're still going to need because they're still retired. And that allows the stock part of their portfolio, the other 60 or 70%, whatever it might be in that person's case, to recover when the market recovers. So go back to all the bear markets we've had, 2000 through 02, 2008, 2009, we still had clients that are retired. They still needed their monthly income, and we got their monthly income from those true risk reducers, so that when the market finally recovered, and it always does, the stock part of their portfolio was able to recover. So you have to then say to yourself, if I'm retired, how many years worth of my income do I want in bonds so that I can Let my stock part of my portfolio recover. You don't go back to the global financial crisis. It was 5 years from market peak back to market peak. That's sort of the rule of thumb that we use in our practice. All right, if you'd like to take us up on a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call the office 800-743-0988 or go to our website, Northwest Quadrant Wealth, and send us an email. We'll be back.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Hunting for a new place to live in Bend? Want amenities like a modern kitchen, attached garage, washer-dryer? Put Alpine Meadows Townhomes on your list of places to see. Alpine Meadows Townhomes, quiet and affordable. With 1, 2, or 3-bedroom floor plans, you'll find the space you want and call it home. Alpine Meadows Townhomes. See them online, then call for a personal showing. 541-330-0719. Conveniently located on Northeast 6th in Bend.
When you think about family and home, hopefully it brings back some wonderful memories. That's what Mountain Glen Apartments are all about, making new memories for your family. When you call Mountain Glen home, you'll enjoy a modern designer kitchen with plenty of counter space and storage. Choose from 1, 2, or 3-bedroom homes on the corner of Butler Market and Boyd Acres Road. Mountain Glen, where memories are made. Find them online, Mountain Glen Apartments. Then call for a personal showing, 541-383-9313.
You work hard driving the road, earning every dime, and you do not have time for interruptions. If you break down in the Portland area or need great service, call Ultimate Truck Service first at Exit 9 in Ridgefield. They'll keep any diesel truck or diesel pusher road ready. Air conditioning, brakes, you name it. In an emergency, Ultimate Truck Service will come to you within 25 miles or have your tow driver take you. Call or go online. Ultimate Truck Services. They keep you rolling.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
For matters in Idaho, visit CordellCordell.com, 999 West Main Street, Suite 100, Boise, Idaho, 83702.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Financial Focus Radio Show is online all the time via iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker. Catch past shows online or by finding us on iTunes.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thank you for joining us. If you would like to take one of us up on a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life, your portfolio, your asset allocation, your estate plan, whatever you want to talk about is fair game. So if you want to get one of those appointments scheduled, call the office. The number here is 800-743-0988. or you can always send us an email, which is what most people do by going to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Send us an email. Just let us know you'd like a free retirement review. So one of the jobs of this radio show and what we're reminding you all the time and reminding our client base all the time is you need to train your brain as it relates to investing to handle the uncertainty that the market's always going to dish out, whether it be from what's going on geopolitically or the monetary policy, whatever it might be, the election, whatever it might be. You have to train your brain to handle the uncertainty that goes along with the market. And one of the things that's so true is human beings hate uncertainty. It's really stressful for us. Most humans would prefer physical pain than the stress that goes along with uncertainty. And it's like, you know, you can go look through all the people that have done studies on that, and it's clear that people would be able to can tolerate physical pain much easier than they can deal with uncertainty. And so when you think about, you know, all the things that happen over your investing lifetime, elections, inflation, you know, job cuts, the climate emergency, civil unrest, whatever it might be, rising rates, all those things put pressure on markets in the short term and give you this tremendous feeling of uncertainty. You know, I think about over the last, since the financial crisis, I feel like most people are really uncertain about what the future holds, and that creates some less than ideal decisions that are you know, that people are making. The one of the most important things that I would say, because with the advent of social media and these cable news channels, whether it's on the left or the right, is we now have doomsday narratives. And that's the one thing that you have to avoid. The one commonality that Josh and I could both say is that when we get the phone call, when we're experiencing market volatility, whether it be somebody who's politically leaning on the right or the left, we can always hear in their voice this fear, and it's not coming from themselves. It's coming from something they read or heard either in social media or on television that has convinced them that this time it's different and they need to do something. And it's this doomsday narrative because she got elected or he got elected and this time it's going to be different. And so you have to avoid those doomsday scenarios and narratives. The comment I'll give you is that the world we live in today, if we had three news channels in the city of Bend and two of the weather forecasters said we're going to get 2 inches of snow and the third one said we're going to get 14 inches of snow, everybody would talk about the person that says we're going to get 14 inches of snow when the reality is we're only going to get two. So beware of those doomsday narratives on both sides. And the way you deal with uncertainty is through broad diversification. That's the hedge and sort of the only free lunch in the investment world is diversification. True diversification can help you deal with uncertainty. Okay, let's talk about a revocable living trust. What is a revocable living trust? Should you be setting one up? First, the important thing is people get freaked out about revocable living trust or trust in general because they think they can't change their mind. But it's just like it says, it is that you can change your mind. A revocable living trust is a trust document created by you, the individual, that can be changed over time. Once it's not a set in stone kind of deal. Most of the time, revocable living trusts are used to avoid probate and protect the privacy of the trust owner and the trust beneficiaries, as well as to try to have some control over the estate tax. They do obviously have some limitations. They're more expensive than a simple will, and they lack some of the. There are some benefits to an irrevocable living trust, but you know we're not big proponents of irrevocable living trusts in most cases. Some very specific reasons you could have some. They differ. Revocable living trusts differ from a irrevocable in that the grantor, the person who sets it up, still retains ownership of the assets and can more easily change the beneficiary. So you, the grantor that sets it up, you're putting all of your non-retirement assets into this revocable living trust, but you can change your mind. You can put things in, take them out. You know, you can put your house in, take it out. You can put your investment accounts in, take them out.
That's the revocable part.
Right. That's the revocability. You can change beneficiaries. So it's not like you have to set a beneficiary and not change it. You know, if little Johnny starts to get fresh with you, you can bounce him off the beneficiary list.
But just going through the big main benefits, the first, obviously, with property, real property, you avoid probate. And that's the big issue there. if you're incapacitated, you can avoid a conservatorship. Tyler already sort of spoke to the flexibility, but if you're concerned about the privacy of your estate, it's taken care of. You know, it's not made public, so there's not that notice that you see in the paper. And another big advantage, of course, is the assets are available immediately after death. So that's, you know, for liquidity purposes.
Immediately is not always necessarily true. But
there's not, and a big caveat here that I think is a misnomer out there. There's no tax benefits from having one. Of course, your revocable trust could create a disclaimer trust, or your will could create one alternatively, but there is not a tax advantage in and of itself for...
While you own it, but like a lot of people will set it up to mitigate or to deal with having to pay the estate tax. Like, so in my case, you know, my wife, and what you were just describing in my situation, if I were to die tomorrow, get hit by the proverbial bus, she could disclaim as part of the trust a bunch of our assets into a disclaimer trust or a family trust where she could avoid some of the estate tax issues that I would have based on the ridiculous amount of life insurance that I have. So there is some tax advantages. It just doesn't happen while the trust is in existence in its current form. So when you set it up, there's no, like, you know, when you make a contribution to a traditional IRA, you get a tax benefit by reducing your taxable income. That doesn't happen with the trust. What you're trying to do is create some controls, you know, and essentially what happens is because you're moving everything into the trust, you're broke. So when you die, the reason nothing gets probated is because your trust owns everything and you don't own anything other than your retirement accounts. And retirement accounts don't get probated. So that's why there's no probate. Everything is owned by your trust.
The big issue here that we see so often, and it sounds silly, is don't forget to retitle things. And I've seen an instance of this in the last 3 months already where, you know, they created their revocable living trust. They had an existing joint TOD account, transfer on death account. We never retitled their joint TOD into the trust.
Because
they didn't tell us about it. And so do not forget to retitle stuff. You want to do that with any kind of real property or...
So most people think, you know, the attorney draws the trust up, and they think, okay, well, now my attorney's going to put everything in the trust, but that needs to go in there. But the attorney can't, right? You're the owner of it, so you need to be the grantor. You're granting the assets that you're going to put in the trust. So whether it's your house, your investment accounts, anything that you want to be putting in the trust, you're the person that has to now retitle those in the name of the trust. Otherwise, you spent the $2,000 or $3,000 to set up the trust for no reason because nothing's actually in the trust. So that's a big one. So anyways, revocable living trust is an option. You know, I think maybe they're overprescribed for people. I see people that have them that maybe don't need them, but they might have it for a specific reason that is related to them, meaning the privacy or whatever it might be. So it's something to consider. A lot of things can also be accomplished with a will. The one thing that we'll both agree on, everybody needs an estate plan, whether it be a simple will or some version of a trust. All right, if you want to sign up for our e-newsletter, Josh and I do one in the middle and end of every month, go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com, send us an email, say I'd like to be added to your e-newsletter list. Stick around.
Sign up for our e-news today. Get the latest thoughts on the market every other week from Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management delivered right to your inbox. The short 5 to 6 minute video helps you keep up with the market. You can always watch past videos on YouTube or northwestquadrantwealth.com.
Traffic, the most weather. FM 100.1 is News Talk 1110, KBND, Bend.
At Highline Homes, one of our favorite questions is, what is your favorite part about your brand new home? Paul?
I think my favorite part is the room we're sitting in right now. It's the kitchen. I can stand here and look at my big screen TV while cooking dinner.
But one of the best things about your brand new Highline home is that you can love the inside as well as the outside.
And then I love my big deck. In the summer, to sit out there, look out across the valley, it's like the one place I want to be at the end of the day. I've built great memories here with my family and my friends.
And we think that's what your new Highline home should be all about, building your happy place. Complete with all the countertop, floors, and cabinet upgrades available to you. And if you've never built before, don't worry. The friendly and helpful Highline Home staff is with you every step of the way, just like they were for Paul.
Like I said, it was a great process. I enjoyed all the people I work with.
Find floor plans, virtual tours, and everything you need to know to get started at HighlineHomes.com. Oregon, CCB 181069.
Highline Homes. On your lot, on time, built right.
We live in a high desert wonderland.
And you like to be outside.
The Ben Factory stores have what you need.
For the Central Oregon outdoor lifestyle.
Make a bold statement and save up to 70% every day.
Over 20 famous brand names like Columbia, Nike, and Pendleton.
And locals like Learning Express Toys, Runway Fashion Exchange, and Cascade Mattress and Bedroom Furniture.
Shop with nothing in mind and find exactly what you wanted.
Great buys that reflect your personality.
More daylight hours means Ben Factory stores will be open for more shopping. Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Ben Factory stores have all your favorite brands for outdoor adventures. Drop by and see what great finds are in store for you at Eddie Bauer, Pendleton, Nike, and Columbia. Individual store hours may vary. Please check our social media for the latest info and deals.
Smart shoppers start at the Ben Factory stores. South Highway 97.
Because everyone needs an outlet.
Plateau Travel Plaza. Food, fuel, and fun. After a long day and you want to play, get your mind off of the road. Have a great meal, try our slot machines. Life's good on the plateau. Quick stop anytime, get you everything under the sun. Life's good on the plateau. Food, fuel, and fun.
Experience a trifecta of delight at Plateau Travel Plaza in Madras. Breakfast, lunch, and winners. And now, breakfast bingo at our Three Teepees restaurant on select Wednesdays. Fill up with budget-friendly fuel, shop for local treasures and travel essentials, and elevate your excitement with 40 thrilling slot machines in our game room. Breakfast, lunch, and winners. And now, breakfast bingo. It's all here at Plateau Travel Plaza.
Life's good on the plateau. Food, fuel, and fun.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
The mission is clear. Give honest, transparent analysis and actionable advice every week. Make sure to connect with us on YouTube and get our twice-monthly e-newsletter.
Welcome back to Financial Focus Radio. Thanks for joining us. If you would like to take us up on a free retirement review, one of us will give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life, your portfolio, your financial plan, your estate plan, whatever you want to talk about is fair game. Sometimes we do even do a little marriage counseling, but we're not very good at it. So if you want to get one of those scheduled and have at least $500,000 of investable assets, call our office. The number here is 800-743-0988, or you can go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Send us an email. Just let us know you'd like a free retirement review, and we will get you on one of our calendars. So, but before we talk about account consolidation and why it's so important, why you need to be thinking about it, One of the things I think people, all people, at least 50 years or older, should be going on and registering is a website called My Social Security. You should set up a My Social Security account. And the reason for that is you can sort of see where you are on track. So the two reasons are, one, let's say you're in the phase of life where you're not receiving your Social Security benefits yet. You can go on there and estimate your monthly benefits based on what your earnings history is, what your earnings is now, and then sort of with a certain amount of inflator in there and your wages. It'll give you a good idea about what your monthly Social Security benefits are going to be at certain ages. And that way, it'll also help you plan to know how much you're going to need to save for retirement. We have so many clients that are really anal about doing this and making sure they're on track. And this is a great way, a great tool to do it. You can review your earnings history, make sure it's correct. You can get proof that you don't receive benefits now, and you can, if you need to, replace your Social Security card. If you're receiving benefits, you can go on there and set up or change your direct deposit. You can get your 1099 form. You can print a benefit verification letter, and you can also replace your Social Security card. So everybody should, if you're 50 or over, go on My Social Security and get yourself set up, because it's actually, for the government, it's a pretty decent website. And so if you, especially really important is for people that are trying to get, you know, they're getting close, they're like in their early 60s or 62 or 63, and you're trying to figure out, okay, what's my Social Security payment going to look like at full retirement and then at age 70? And then you can sort of figure out if it pays to maybe continue to work or maybe take Social Security or not take Social Security, and then take more from your retirement plans to get to a bigger Social Security payment. So again, go get yourself a My Social Security account. Okay, let's talk about the importance and the advantages of consolidating your investment accounts. This is often misunderstood, right, Josh, when we talk with people about it, what we actually mean by, because people think, you know, they don't want all their eggs in one basket. And that's not what we're talking about. We're big proponents of diversification and making sure you own different asset classes and different kind of accounts. But Josh, what are we talking about when we talk about consolidating your accounts?
Combining like accounts is the most important feature here. And that's, you know, there's two different types of accounts in our business functionally. There's qualified accounts, which is retirement accounts. So that's tax deferred money usually, unless it's a Roth. But then there's non-qualified accounts. So that's after tax money. You're paying taxes as you go. Those are the ones that generate the 1099s. But consolidating accounts, there's a bunch of reasons to do it. The first one is administrative simplicity in your own life. Less statements coming to your mailbox or coming to your email. Consolidating like accounts. So if you had a 401k from an old job, you've got your rollover IRA somewhere else, and then you've got maybe a simplified employee pension, a SEP somewhere else from a couple years when you were self-employed, consolidate them into one place. That is going to make your life so much better. You're going to be paying less in admin fees at various custodians. And most importantly, you're going to be able to have a better finger on what it is that you actually own and what your asset allocation is. Same with taxable accounts. Maybe you have some stock options that are sitting somewhere that at Fidelity Benefits or wherever from a former employer. You've got your trust account somewhere else. Consolidate it all. You can move it in kind. You don't actually have to sell things to consolidate them. That's another important feature, but less tax statements. Your beneficiaries are going to thank you. This is one particularly as you're aging and you've got stuff all over the place. The people that's responsible for your administering your estate are going to have a much more difficult time if you have things strewn about everywhere. But the point is, make your life simpler and, more importantly, have a better gauge of what it is that you actually own. It's impossible to manage across accounts and be able to consolidate it effectively from an asset allocation standpoint, at least.
Yeah, so when you think about the idea of people get so wrapped around, like, I need to have money in different places, and that's my diversification. That's not diversification. You can build plenty of diversification if you have all your money in one place. you know, you're just complicating your life and your beneficiary's life if you have money strewn all over the place. I mean, I'm not even joking. Josh and I, we know people, we have clients that have money scattered at 9, 10 different 401ks for all the different companies they work for. And can you imagine they have to have 9 different logins for all of those online deals and remember where all of those accounts are and where they're all invested? If you truly want to build an asset allocation that is appropriate for you, where you have an idea about why you have what's in your portfolio, it has to be in one place so you can see it all, right? I mean, that just makes infinitely more sense. The important thing that Josh also said that is often overlooked that people think has to happen is you don't need to sell anything. Like, you can move everything, and the term is called in kind, where you just move what you currently have you don't have to sell anything, and you just move it from wherever it is to one custodian. And so Josh and I, you know, you can either hire a financial advisor to do it where they are wrangling all the arms and legs, you know, and our assistants are great at it. We have done a bunch this year, or you go to a custodian like a Charles Schwab or TD Ameritrade or Fidelity or Vanguard, and you pick one of those and you say, look, you say to those people on the phone, look, I have accounts scattered all over the place. I want to consolidate them all here at Schwab or Fidelity or whatever it might be, whoever you pick.
And we see that all the time where it's like, you know, you had stock from the 1990s at ComputerShare with a basis close to zero. And, you know, people believe that they actually have to sell it to get that money somewhere else. And of course you don't. You just mark in-kind transfer and it moves, and the basis actually will transfer over in most cases to the new account, and just make sure that it reflects once you've got it sitting in the where you've custodied everything and consolidated it all into.
And a lot of times, let's say you have 7 or 8 different IRAs, retirement accounts, in most cases you're paying $20, $30, $40 per year just to have the retirement account, when all of those accounts could be in one IRA. Like, you don't need a bunch of different IRAs. You can usually consolidate a bunch of different accounts into one account because it's an IRA or a Roth or a taxable account. And so that'll save you a bunch of money in administrative fees. And then Josh mentioned this, but we can't overstate it enough. Let's say you either become unable to take care of your affairs, you know, you have an executor or a trustee that's going to start managing your money for you. If your money's scattered all over the place, there's a good chance that you're not going to remember, because that's why you have somebody managing your affairs for you now. And so some of that money's going to get lost. So if you want to make it easier for that person, consolidating your accounts in one place will make their life so much easier. Then it won't be chasing their tail. And then once you pass, let's say you're managing your money up until you pass away, when your beneficiaries go, whoever the executor of your estate is, to go you know, make sure that all the different beneficiaries get the part of your estate, having it in one place makes it so much easier. It's not even funny. If they're having to chase different assets all over the place, especially if it's left in a 401k plan, it requires so much more documentation and it's so much more of a pain in the butt. So if you really like the person and love the person that's the executive of your estate, you will consolidate your assets into one place. You don't have to have a financial advisor. You can do it at one custodian like a Schwab or Fidelity. And chances are you're going to save a bunch more money. You'll be like, why? It does require a bunch of work up front, but once it's done, you'll be like, why didn't I do this earlier? It's one login. I can see my whole financial life in one place. And then when I need somebody else to do it for me, it's all in one place. So consolidating your investment accounts is something that we tell people to do. You can either have an advisor do it or you can do it yourself. But it makes a big difference consolidating. And the important thing that Josh said that everybody always underestimates or doesn't really understand when we bring this subject up is you don't have to sell anything. You can move it what we call in kind. That's the term you need to know. All right, if you want to sign up for our e-newsletter, Josh and I do a video in the middle and end of every month talking about markets and how it affects our clients' money. Go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com. Send us an email. Let us know you'd like to be added to our e-newsletter list. When we come back, we'll tackle some of your emails. Stick around.
Get your free one-hour retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management Investment Advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Give us a call today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988. We'll be right back.
Your new beginning starts now. D.R. Horton has new move-in ready homes available at their new home community, Iron Horse in Prineville. With one and two-story homes featuring two to five bedrooms, two-car garage, an electric fireplace, you can enjoy more cozy moments and sweet memories in your beautiful new home. Start exploring Iron Horse, a new home community in Prineville, at drhorton.com. D.R. Horton, America's builder, an equal housing opportunity builder. Oregon CCB 130859.
We live in a high desert wonderland.
And you like to be outside.
The Ben Factory stores have what you need.
For the Central Oregon outdoor lifestyle.
Make a bold statement and save up to 70% every day.
Over 20 famous brand names like Columbia, Nike, and Pendleton.
And locals like Learning Express Toys, Runway Fashion Exchange, and Cascade Mattress and Bedroom Furniture.
Shop with nothing in mind and find exactly what you wanted.
Great buys that reflect your personality.
Tired of wearing the same old things? Want a new look for spring? Runway Fashion Exchange is just the ticket. Their expert buyers will pay you cash for your gently used teen and young adult fashions. Their store is full of great values on proven styles. Mix and match for a whole new look while you save a bunch of money. Runway Fashion Exchange makes getting a whole new look easy and fun.
Smart shoppers start at the Ben Factory Stores, South Highway 97.
Because everyone needs an outlet.
Plateau Travel Plaza. Food, fuel, and fun. After a long day and you want to play, get your mind off of the road. Have a great meal, try a slot machines. Life's good on the plateau. Quick stop anytime, gets you everything under the sun. Life's good on the plateau. Food, fuel, and fun.
Experience a trifecta of delight at Plateau Travel Plaza in Madras. Breakfast, lunch, and winners. And now, breakfast bingo at our 3 TP's restaurant on select Wednesdays. Fill up with budget-friendly fuel. Shop for local treasures and travel essentials. And elevate your excitement with 40 thrilling slot machines in our game room. Breakfast, lunch, and winners. And now, breakfast bingo. It's all here at Plateau Travel Plaza.
Life's good on the plateau. Food, fuel, and fun.
You work hard driving the road, earning every dime, and you do not have time for interruptions. If you break down in the Portland area or need great service, call Ultimate Truck Service first at Exit 9 in Ridgefield. They'll keep any diesel truck or diesel pusher road ready. Air conditioning, brakes, you name it. In an emergency, Ultimate Truck Service will come to you within 25 miles or have your tow driver take you. Call or go online. Ultimate Truck Services. They keep you rolling.
Don't give wildfire a path to your door. Prepare your home and yard before a fire strikes. Clean your roof and gutters of leaves and debris. Limb up trees. Space those plants. Cut your lawn short. And if possible, keep it green. It's called defensible space, and it works. Go to keeporegongreen.org to learn more.
Your free retirement review. Meet with a Northwest Quadrant investment advisor today for free. It's our offer to you as a listener to the show. Call us today to schedule your portfolio review. 800-743-0988. Again, 800-743-0988.
Welcome back. If you want to take one of us up on that free retirement review, we'll give you an hour of our time to talk about anything in your financial life. So call our office here to get it scheduled, or you can send us an email. Go to our website, northwestquadrantwealth.com, if you have at least $500,000 of investable assets. So Josh did a took a picture, I guess, with your phone and on of your television, and you looked at the returns of the S&P 500 from 1926 to the end of 2022, and the S&P 500 returned 10.2% per year over that period, which is where why most people talk about the market returns 10%. Market, the S&P is a pretty good proxy for the market, or the best one that exists at least. And so when you look at the returns at 10.2%, the funny thing is the breakdown of those returns is 39% came
From dividends.
From dividends. So, you know, the dividend that the companies in the S&P paid, and 61% came from total return or the price appreciation of the market. And so what's funny about that, so let's just call it 60% price appreciation, 40% dividends, is that, you know, when we do e-news, we talk about when the market's down, one of the benefits is that when your portfolio's dividends are paying, you're buying more shares, that money's getting reinvested, so that inevitably the next bull market starts, you own a bunch more shares. So it sort of supercharges your returns. But, you know, for a long time, these so-called go-go growth investors ignored companies that pay dividends, ignored them at all. And we're not the people that say, go and maximize, go buy stocks or companies or investments that maximize the dividend. We're okay with most good businesses pay sort of what we'd consider a healthy dividend, and they have it well covered. But a lot of people underestimate the return component, the total return component of dividends being reinvested over time in the total return of the stock market. And I think what it gets really lost is when we get down markets. Our biggest clients, what's funny is, you know, they're good at recognizing that in their because they obviously have a lot of money, and so their portfolios are kicking off tons of dividend income, but that money's getting reinvested. And they know that when the next bull market starts, they have like this supercharge out of the gate because they own so many more shares of their investments.
That came from Bob Pisani segment that I really enjoy. And he's one of the few commentators on there that I think is more grounded in reality. But he made the exact same point, you know, over when markets are down and you get that compounding feature. It is like unloading a spring when you ultimately get that price recovery. And it's just such an important thing. And for people out there that live off of dividends, it's actually a more effective strategy to reinvest the dividends on the equity side. And when we're in the midst of a market sell-off, you want to be selling your risk reducers in order to generate your income, not selling stock, because those reinvested dividends drive almost half of your return over time, which is a crazy statistic, but it's true.
All right, we got an email from a Glenn. Glenn says, I recently switched jobs and I realized I have multiple 401k accounts from prior employees over the years that need to be consolidated. When I reached out to my current employer's 401k administrator to understand the rollover process, they said I would actually need to have a paper check mailed to me for each of the prior employers and arrange to mail the checks to them. We were talking about four checks totaling a very substantial amount of money. They said there's no other way to process the rollovers. I can't understand why we're dealing with such an archaic process in this day and age. Should I be worried, or should I just go ahead and take care of this now since I don't seem to have much say in the process? So what Glenn is talking about is that, so first of all, Glenn, at least you're doing the right thing by consolidating your 401k accounts that are out there. And I understand that's a lot of people are in that situation. And we are always advocates of consolidating accounts to one place. So assuming, Glenn, you're going to consolidate it to a big custodian like a Schwab or a Fidelity, believe it or not, in a 401k, in most 401ks that exist out there, they don't do a custodial to custodial transfer, meaning just wire the money from one custodian to another, like you would if you were going to move from, let's say, Edward Jones to Merrill Lynch. All that money would go electronically, and they're not sending an actual check. But in the 401k world, unfortunately, that's what most 401k providers do. They say, we have to sell everything in your 401k and then mail a check to the custodian where you want that rollover to go. So Glenn, the one thing I'll tell you, and this might make you feel a little bit better, is that they're going to put on the check, it's going to say, you know, FBO for the benefit of Glenn, whatever your last name is, and it should have the the custodian's name on there, and it should have your custodian account number on there. So the only place that money could go is in your IRA at the custodian where you're moving the money to. So if somebody got a hold of that check, there's nothing they could do with it because it's to you and it's to your specific account at the new custodian. But believe it or not, that is the process. And the hard part for us, and the thing that's sort of frustrating, is that, you know, sometimes that rollover and the check being distributed and cut and sent and the mail time, sometimes that can be 30 or 45 days that the money is out of the market and sort of in transition. And, it does interrupt, one, the compounding process. There could be some huge up days in that period, or there could be big dividend distributions that would be being paid that you're not invested. And so Josh and I can't figure out why the industry, in 2023, why we haven't gotten to a place where, that can be done electronically. But there, some of the big plans, that's an option. But the vast majority of them still are sending a check in the mail. It's really crazy. We got an email from an Anton in Redmond. Anton says, "Hey guys, thanks for doing the show. I learn something almost every week. That makes one of us. My question is about my 401k, another 401k. My company offers both a traditional option and Roth option. How do I know which I should be contributing to?"
This is more of an art than a science. Some balance of the two is probably most advisable in a lot of circumstances. There's so many factors that go into this. Income, the location of your saving, pre-existing savings. One of the new changes as part of the Secure Act 2.0 that was slid into that omnibus spending bill at the end of 2022 was now your employer match contributions can actually go into the Roth side. So there's just so many factors into this. But
I mean, I would say, though, if you're most people should be at this point contributing to the Roth, and yes, you have a big tax problem.
I mean, I would certainly want to have the balance of the contributions go into the Roth. But depending on your income, you know, especially those higher income especially those higher income individuals out there, you're going to want to make a balance. But, you know, maybe off-the-shelf recommendation is 2/3 to the Roth and 1/3 towards traditional.
Anton, let's say you're 30 years old.
Then,
all of it
then
should
go to the Roth.
Roth.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the younger you are, you're never going to regret dollars in your Roth. And because your income is going to tend to rise over time, maybe that balance will shift exclusively to Roth to include some more traditional contributions as you age, and your income presumably is going up. But there's not a perfect answer.
Well, I feel like the argument that was you couldn't get the match is gone now.
So. Yeah, I agree there.
Anyways, all right, that is our show this week. Thank you all very much for joining us. Remember, always buy low, sell high. We'll see you next week.
Been listening to Partners of Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management on the radio show Financial Focus. Remember, you can email or call with your questions anytime during the week. Visit northwestquadrantwealth.com for more information. See you next week on Financial Focus. Any opinions expressed herein are given in good faith and are subject to change without notice and are only correct at the stated date of issue. Past performance is not always indicative of future results. This material is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the purchase or sale of any security or other financial instrument. Securities, financial instruments, or strategies mentioned may not be suitable for all investors. Prices, values, or income from an investment mentioned in this report may fall against the interest of the investor, and the investor may get back less than the amount invested. This material does not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as a recommendation of particular securities, financial instruments, or strategies to you. Before acting on any recommendation on this material, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstances, and if necessary, seek professional advice.